Admit it, you've probably wondered at some point in your life what it would be like to be a rock star. One woman in Charlotte is giving that chance to other women, some of whom have never picked up an instrument before in their lives. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has this story.
Walk down the hallways of the Playroom, a studio slash rehearsal space in West Charlotte, and what you'll hear is best described as a hodgepodge of sound. Playroom is essentially apartments for musicians. Artists like Usher, Jewel, Aaliyah have rented rooms to record or rehearse when passing through Charlotte. And so does a local musician slash mom slash founder of a rock star crash course for women, Crystal Sauls.
The point of this is, you know, learn a few chords, start to get confidence in yourself as a player, but you also get to meet cool people. You get to have fun and relax. We drink wine. Like, the first question on the website is red or white.
These are the Lady Rockstars, a group of women ranging in age from 30 to 50, all learning how to play bass or guitar, most of them for the first time. 30-year-old Sauls is their leader and bass instructor. She's got long, curly, purple, blue-green hair, glasses, and a lot of passion for teaching. This is just the second time that they've rehearsed all together as a group, and they sound pretty good. Along with being the founder of Lady Rockstars, Sauls is the director of music for Girls Rock Charlotte, a nonprofit that empowers young girls through a summer songwriting and music program. She says creating Lady Rockstars was an easy decision in 2014. Many of the moms who signed their daughters up for Girls Rock were a little jealous of the opportunity their kids were getting.
Everybody is more eager to learn, I feel like, when they're older, which you don't think. Like, old dog, new tricks, you hear that saying a lot. But the people that are older, they actually practice. You see, I've been through the desert on a horse with no
name. It felt good to be out of the rain. For $250, the musicians in training form bands, learn different songs, and then at the end of 6 weeks come together for a final gig in public. She says it's not just about learning an instrument. It's deeper than that.
Your life isn't over because you're over 30. Like, there's still all these new experiences you can do, and if all you have to do is take a step out of your comfort zone and you're going to learn something new, you're going to meet new people, take that step, because this could be something that you could really get into. Or, you know what, you could just do it and learn a few chords, but you might meet somebody here that'll lead you down a different path, and it all just kind of intertwines together.
50-year-old librarian Laura Highfill signed up to learn something new, and now that her own kids are grown, to do something purely for her own enjoyment.
Like learning a foreign language, you know, learning something new that's totally outside my usual box. I think it will stimulate my brain cells to keep working properly.
It kind of scares the hell out of me, but in a good way, and that's a lot of why I'm doing this.
47-year-old Christine Lukovich, who's an RN, has been playing bass for about a year, but she wanted to get more serious about playing with others and to push past her shyness. Plus, playing with a group solely made of women supporting one another takes the pressure off.
I've played with guys before, but I think it's just a nice sense of camaraderie and togetherness, and there's no judgment or anything like that. It's just a bunch of women having fun and drinking wine.
The group's guitar instructor, Lara Americo, echoes that sentiment. She says it's been rewarding to work with these women and watch them grow as performers each week. And she has a unique perspective as to how challenging it can be for women to get fair treatment when trying to break into a music scene.
I actually got to experience being a musician as a guy, and then I transitioned into being a female, so I got to feel both things.
Yeah.
And I got to be one of those guys that was always meddling and didn't even realize it, so I know how it is for them now that I'm experiencing what they experience with male musicians.
It's this supportive environment Lady Rockstar founder Crystal Sauls was out to create in the first place. Eventually, she'd like to generate enough money so she can hire more local female musicians to teach. It's not to exclude men, but to create something male musicians often take for granted. A space to be taken seriously, have some fun, and rock. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.